Snow, rain, wind, sleet, ice. Take your pick. Officials from around the tri-state all say the same thing. Chill. In the chill. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo.
If you do not need to be on the road, people should not be on the road. Let us do the emergency operations. One stuck car on a road can back up everything.
Flash flood watch in effect till Sunday afternoon in New York City. They've been doing anything but chilling, getting ahead of the storms in all three states. Everyone got in trouble last March when two nor'easters came back-to-back. Then again in November, when things turned out a lot worse than anyone had predicted. New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy promises this time they are taking no chances.
We said, you know what, let's get out ahead of this. We brine the roads. We got 2,500 pieces of equipment prepared, in some cases already deployed. We've restricted more than one axle vehicles from 195 north, except for the New Jersey Turnpike. We got all the utilities on call. This is one we just got to make sure we got all bases covered, and we will see.
In Connecticut, like New Jersey and New York, there is a state of emergency, and Governor Ned Lamont has activated emergency centers.
We see flooding coming out of southeastern Connecticut. Again, if you could stay back, that would be easier, because that flooding will be followed by bitterly cold temperatures starting later tonight and through mid-morning or late morning. And that could result in some severe icing. So again, be cautious and stay home if you can.
One of the big problems in the past couple of storms has been tree branches bringing power lines down. And Jennifer Young of JCP&L says stay away, especially if there are power lines nearby.
If there are power lines down or other electrical equipment, always assume that it could be energized and make sure you report it to the emergency authorities as well as the company.
Seems obvious, but every storm, someone gets hurt with a downed power line, so just be aware and be careful. Mike Sugarman, WCBS News Radio 880.